This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Two, three. What you're hearing right now is just a Lee carrot.
You ever take a bite out of a carrot and then realize that you didn't want it?
Yeah, realize you'd rather have almost anything else. Carrots are like orange water that are crunchy.
Carrots is orange water that doesn't taste like orange.
I like carrots though.
Me too.
You don't like carrots?
Carrots are probably my favorite vegetable. Maybe not favorite, but they're definitely the most convenient.
You're a big cauliflower.
I'm a cauliflower boy, but I will say.
Where's all my stuff, man?
Oh yeah,
I got nothing to do.
I'm sorry, Mike. We moved it because we did it.
We moved it because it was time to move.
Because we did it. I mean, look at me. I barely have anything over here.
It's clean. It's very clean.
Well,
we're boring.
Thank you.
This is what boring podcasts do.
Thank you.
Just operate out of a clean living space.
This is what I'll say about carrots.
Uh-huh.
Are they the only vegetable? This is my question for you. Are they the only vegetable that is delicious raw?
No. There's like raw vegetable diet.
Right, but like the most delicious
What?
Like, let's say we had like a... What? Let's say we had like a pile of rare vegetables.
Okay, we have a pile of raw... I thought we were gonna... We have a pile of raw vegetables. You want to say it again?
Yes. I love these Muppet Show jokes. That's my favorite.
Waka waka!
My favorite... I've probably already said this. I'm becoming old, so dementia's setting in. There was a Muppet Show bit where Gonzo was like, he goes to his mailbox, mm-hmm. and he pulls out all this mail, and he goes, Bill, 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 why am I getting all of Bill's mail?
Dude, the Muppets, this will put it into perspective. You know how tired we are because of how hard we're working, how busy we are?
Dude, we have to talk about it's 9:56 a.m., usually an hour after our podcast goes out.
After it uploads?
Yeah.
That's so great. You've been on top of shit, man. So thank you for that.
No problem, baby.
This week was unavoidable. But I was just going to say that Puppets fabric will always be funnier than we are.
Uh-huh.
But could they do a podcast? Remains to be seen.
Isn't it funny that, like, the Muppets, their eyes don't move, their eyes don't blink. Most of the early ones.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about early Muppets.
Eyes don't move, eyes don't blink. I would say debatably.
Eyes don't move was my favorite blah, blah, blah movie. Go ahead.
I would say debatably, Animal, his eyes, he kind of, they open, close. But I would not say it's a blink.
Do animals' eyes open and close?
Well, he kind of, he moves it. He has expression that he may open eye, close.
Where is that person from? Don't say it because it's racist.
You wake up one day and find it on map.
Dude, you're from like all of Europe at once.
Yeah, he just points it. Where are you from? Well, more or less around...
This is Vigo.
You know, he's my bit close eyes.
This goes right into it.
Yeah.
Interesting. I never animal
could
before.
Animal could, like, he had a brow.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
That would go
yeah,
up
yeah.
and down over his eyes.
You're right.
And it would make him look crazier, kind of like.
Is there another hand in the brow? Are there several?
No, I think
How's it work?
I think it's like mouth, 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 and then. Brow down, mouth, 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 mouth.
Interesting. Puppeteers, man.
I know, man.
What kind of a brain do
it's
you have?
It's a skill.
To have? Dude, when I don't want to spoil anything, but I recorded something with the tall friend that we have. His hair is like
Steve Septic?
No.
The tall
monotone glasses. In the Valley Folk.
Steve Septic? Oh, Elliot Morgan.
Elliot Morgan. We recorded a puppet thing together.
Oh.
And he was very good at it. And
I know what you're talking about. You were telling me. You're teasing this with me.
Yeah, it's being edited. It'll be out soon.
Okay.
But
calm down about it.
I should take a minute and calm down. You're right.
Yeah, just count to five, dude.
One. It's not working.
The next one's five.
The one after. Next one is five.
Music close the eyes. The animal opens his eyes.
Dude, imagine if he was like a narrator on National Geographic. And here you see animals in their natural habitat, opening eyes, closing eyes.
Now you look and see when baby born. They open eyes, they close eyes, and their hand goes around and dig down.
Dude, it's like a gazelle being mauled by a mountain cat, and like something clearly more interesting is happening. It's like you see when the cat pounces, he closes eyes.
If you notice moment impact, the animal closes eyes. Because it's dying.
When ferocious canine teeth sink carnivorically into neck of gazelle, gazelle will open eyes. Close eyes.
Open eyes for a moment, then yes, close eyes.
Sometimes life slip away with open eyes.
Now, if you...
eyes remain open, so, eyes.
Well, I will say, from the education point of view, a sometime animal, when die, eyes open, don't close.
The anglerfish survive at the deepest part of ocean where you can open eyes.
I think this needs to be made. I think we should make this.
I think the only thing missing from making this a full finished thing is stock footage of the animals.
Yeah, that's
that we're talking.
That's all we need.
Simple. I'll have work to do for the rest of the day.
When you look down deep sea and you look down at fish, you'll notice most of fish have open eyes.
Dude, what is the producer on the other side of the sound booth saying
he's
during all of this?
He's pulling his hair out.
Great job. You're doing really great. I was wondering if you could maybe say anything about the animal's instincts or mating habits.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Sure. You good to go for another couple minutes? You need a water or anything like that?
Go.
And you're off.
This fish, let me see. Looking like a fish and swims. And we look. Let's look.
Edward, I'm going to have to stop you right there. Great stuff. You're doing great. Love the cadence. Love the tone of your voice. You sound milky smooth this morning. I was wondering, first of all, that's a zebra. Are you familiar with zebras?
Is that the one that opens eyes? Close eyes.
You're not wrong.
He's like, I know I got 6 more hours with this guy.
You know, I'm not going to correct you.
Zebra is the fish of the land who opens eyes.
And also today, if you look down the desert, what we have here now is what we call elephant. And if you look, they have biggest eyes, bigger eyes than fish. Let's look. Open, close.
The elephant is doing something amazing, like painting a picture.
Yeah. But if you look closely at eyes, you'll see they open, close.
Edward, can you say something about... This is actually amazing. We have footage of the elephant painting a picture from memory. Can you say something about the painting?
Yes, go. Record, go. Go, record. Hit the record. Go.
Okay,
and now, go. And go.
Two,
go.
One.
Go. this animal, if you look, he paint, and his eyes are open, he look at the paint. And if you look closely at the eyes, he focus on paint, he opens his eyes.
Why is this guy obsessed with eyes? I love it.
What was his demo reel like to get the job in the first place?
Dude, his demo reel is like, we see the pachyderm and they walk, and as you can see, their toes look wonderful and their tusk. They make a lot of money in the Asian country, and if you look at his eyes, they open close, and if you notice, his ears are about 10 feet in length.
Like, he's very,
yeah, very
like, wow, this guy's great. Yeah,
this is the
great
one. This is the
this
guy.
This is the guy.
Okay, we're really going to focus on the eyes. It's eyes of the jungle.
Today, we look at the eyes of a bird, and if you look at this eye bird, if you look at the bird, and you'll notice he has eyes.
He gets fired, and then he gets another job as like a weatherman. And on his first day, maybe he goes to Florida, and on his first day, there's a hurricane.
Oh, there it is. I know where you're going with this. Go for it. Go for it. This was yours.
Okay. Uh-oh, Southwest Florida, you're going to have to move houses. Because if you see big, big storm coming, and unless you're in the open eye, you're going to have to evacuate.
What I would have you do, everyone, is open eyes, look for the hurricane, don't close eyes.
As soon as you see hurricane, gale force winds up to 75 miles hour, kilometers hour, you're going to want to close eyes for debris. If you have goggles, maybe put them over eyes.
Those are also double close eyes.
Double close.
Get goggles, paint them black, close eyes under goggle, boom, double close eyes.
How long is this bit? Well, that's been Dynamic Banter,
this
guys.
Is
thanks
bit
so much.
Can I say one thing? I have a hot take that
sure,
I thought.
Sure.
This is the first.
I feel
thing
like we might have started 7 different things that we were starting to talk about that are now all gone.
That's okay.
And we're gonna have to play bungle music in the next episode. I have a feeling.
Why? Because there are animals who don't close eyes. That's the next set of emails that we're about to get.
Yeah. Well, you know, you bungled it.
Well, you know, not all animals close eyes, open eyes. Here's my newest tweet.
Okay.
This dude, Logan Pete, has gotten more press for fucking up than anyone else in his position has for working hard and doing good. He's like Bizarro Tyler Oakley.
Logan Pete.
Is that not his name?
That's a great, I love that.
Does it matter?
Is it true that he's tasing dead animals or something now?
You know what? The news could say that, and I would never know.
Yeah.
I'm
pretty sure
know.
It really, there really is a thing that he's tasing dead animals.
I've never seen something that young man has ever done, except for the news that's forced into me by the internet.
I've been told that here we have a list of animal, and some are crustacean.
Dude, where is he from?
And excuse me, go. Here, guard. Common animal that you may see, don't close eyes. It could be fish, moss fish, snake, insect, crustacean, crab, shrimp brown. No one of them opened their eyes. They'll never have ever opened their eyes.
None of them have ever opened their eyes. That's the common thread with most animals.
That is the common thread with most animals. Anyway, this Logan Paul boy.
Oh, Paul.
Yeah, sorry. You might want to change. Are you going to edit your tweet?
No.
Good. That's a good tweet, Mike.
Thank you so much. It's already doing pretty well.
Yeah?
Do you want to move on to the next thing?
If you'd like.
I had a show last night at this place. At this place in Chino Hills. Uh-huh. This, like, new-aged newfangled coffee shop called the Dirty Penguin.
How is it?
It's awesome, man. It's always packed. It's not LA, so
where is Chino Hills?
I don't know. North?
Okay.
Direction is if you face your eyes to the star.
Is it?
And you follow your eyes. And if the highway is closed.
My father told me, hey, youngsk. What you need to do is always follow your eyes. Whether they're closed, whether they're open, follow them. What do you think that means?
Having fun and following your eyes.
When you sleep, follow your eyes.
Your eyes are a wish your heart makes.
When you're with friend, follow your eyes. When you're at home, follow your eyes. Those are two different points you make. Yeah,
yeah. And I think you'll find the connection between those two sentiments.
I think we should make a shirt that says follow your eyes.
Well, that's the next one. That's the next one.
Is Chino Hills...
It's like, it's by Pomona, I think.
Oh, Pomona. Okay, so it's like kind of like towards Frankensons, which yeah. We should go back to.
Yeah, man, I would love to. That was a lovely trip.
Let's go back, man. We'll get our hands on some dirty toys some kid owned.
Every open toy at that place, Frankenson, has been in someone.
Yeah.
You know that. They have that look because some will have like old dusty packaged toys and that's kind of what you'd expect. And then sometimes there's just a bin that says like everything in here is a dollar. And all of those toys have been in someone.
It is interesting though because for me as a collector... and cut. someone got scared.
Good morning, bro.
As a collector, I kind of have zero interest in kind of like the loose figures.
There's one specific instance where I would get those, and that's like all my wrestling Hasbro like 1993 wrestling figures that you can go. It's not I'm not going to get to. Well, you didn't need to. If I saw something that I haven't had in a long time and I just wanted to like put it on my desk and never think it's going to appreciate in value or whatever, I would do that. But I get weirded out because I think all those toys have been in someone at some point.
I think I'm more like, I'm less concerned about where they've been and where they're going. To be more about where they're going.
Where could they possibly be going? The toys? Where are the toys going?
What I ask myself when I see these toys is, where will they go next? Whose home will they be in? Will that person's eyes be open?
Why can't I say it?
Holy shit, man.
But I like to, you know, blind box toys, like blind box.
That's when you put all the loose, open shit.
And you close the eyes. And you and close
the box and your eyes.
And your eyes are blind at that point. No, like,
it's the easiest way to get rid of the most shit that you don't want is to sell a blind box.
Well,
or you're talking about actual like Japanese art toys.
Yeah, or like, you know, Disney does them. They're like they're kind of like these, like, it's a little box with a question mark on it. It's got Mickey Mouse's ears. And it's like, hey,
ears
man,
are open.
And you're like, ooh, what's gonna be in there? And the box that they're all in, the box that in inside the box that holds the boxes, the blind boxes, has a picture of all the little boys and girls that come inside the box.
Yeah.
But you don't know which one you're going to get.
Uh-huh. You're right.
So sometimes what I'll do is I'll go to like a comic book shop, toy shop, Frankenstein shop, Frankenstein's shop.
Frankenstein's son.
Frankenstein's son. And sometimes
Stevenstein. Hi, Mortimer. Do you want to finish your point before we...
Yeah.
He seems upset that we haven't mentioned him.
He just fell right back to sleep is what he did.
That's adorable.
He must have had a nightmare because there's no way he was screaming about what you said.
He must have closed eyes.
So sometimes when I go to those shops and I see a blind box boy that I want... And I don't want to spend $75 opening up four boxes to try to get that boy. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, that's the boy I wanted.
Uh-huh.
And I'll buy that boy.
The open one.
The open boy.
Yeah, sure. And then it just hangs out somewhere.
But as far as like toys from my childhood or whatever, it would have to be something that like I even forgot about.
I'll tell you what, right now, there's a figure. There's a 1993 Hasbro Macho Man Randy Savage figure.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like this. And he has orange trunks and yellow knee pads and boots.
Mike's doing double hand jobs.
Well, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, there goes that. Video just cut out, so enjoy the first
you might get
maybe 3 minutes.
The open eyes bits.
God, I hope so.
Which would be fun.
If not, and Mike's think about it. Close your eyes and think about it.
Mike's hands were doing holding snakes.
Holding like
Pee-wee holding snakes.
He looked like he was skiing, but he wasn't. He was wrestling.
Okay.
And
holding two mic stands.
Two different mic stands. And I would buy that again because that was like one of my favorite figures. And I think I sold it at a tag sale or something.
Wow.
And I would buy that. I love Macho Man. And I just put that, you know, that pop figure that we both got?
Yeah.
I put mine on eBay recently, and it kind of broke my heart a little bit.
Why? Because you're getting ready, you're cleaning house?
I'm trying to just make more space. Sometimes I'll look around my apartment, and we just have the one bedroom doing pretty well. And
Los Angeles.
Sometimes Zoya never says anything about it, but I want to make... I don't know what kind of instinctual weird thing it is, but I want to make more room for her. Like,
sure.
I feel like she deserves all the room.
Sure.
And if I'm not successful enough to get a bigger apartment, I think she deserves the maximum amount of room.
Sure,
in
you shouldn't
apartment.
Take over your apartment just because you have more things.
Yeah. And then sometimes I'll say that and she'll be like, she's very sweet about it. She's like, you deserve everything you have. Why aren't you allowed to have everything you want to have? Because that's the kind of person she is.
You
but
should marry that
like,
girl.
Well, I'm thinking about it. I don't think she'll say yes because she's smart. Marry someone who's been doing YouTube for 12 years?
No, no.
Sign me up. Who has the rights?
No. You want to know? So,
we had this show in Chino Hills last night. Did you just rewind yourself real quick? And I closed out the show. Everyone did well. Oh, what I was saying before is it's not L.A., so people are, like, super appreciative. It's just that...
Like, they don't get comedy shows?
They don't get comedy shows or they don't go to comedy shows. And this place is filled up with people who, like, don't even know who we are. Like, filled to the brim. They do a great job getting people in there. And it's so much fucking fun. And everyone did great. I did, like, a half hour. And there was a heckler situation. This dude... He was a barber, and he was with a bunch of his other barber boys.
And he was trying to be a hard boy.
He wasn't really trying to be a hard boy. He was just like, again, it goes with the not really being used to comedy shows. And he comes up and he talks to us after all these, and he's like, I just love it so much, and I love what you guys are doing, and I see where you're going with some of your jokes. So, like, I'll say the punchline. And, like, that's just, God bless him, but it's just somebody who doesn't know how important a punchline is to a comedian.
Sure.
And like you're supposed to
And not
kind
everyone
of know,
understands that.
If the joke isn't like a turn, you're supposed to know where we're going. It's a joint like shared experience. That's why you kind of know where we're going.
Sure.
But it absolutely ruins an art form if you call it out beforehand.
Right.
So I spent the first however many minutes of this dealing with him. Can I play you a little
bit? Oh yeah. Yeah, please.
Can you hear that?
Yeah. Because he got long hair.
Oh shit, no one tamed him yet. And then you were back there like looking real hard. Like, what do you do after you look? What do you do when the confrontation happens? Like, I can make you look good as fuck. talking shit to me and all my boys. Oh, I can make that goatee into a Fu Manchu.
That's
great.
There was a really good back and forth, but it gives away a joke that I really like telling right now.
Oh, okay, and you don't want to give it away yet.
Yeah.
So they didn't stop?
No, at one point I go, hey, man, can I just have like 10 minutes?
And then you can do whatever you want.
And he heckles back, you got 15.
That was a great negotiating tactic.
And then I said, deal.
You got to work on your tactics.
Hey, man, love you. Get home safe. I'm on stage right now. You don't need to say that.
Did you talk to those guys after the show or did they leave?
Yeah, I talked to everybody. They're so happy, man. They just don't know how to act because they're not used to it.
And they're a little drunk, probably, or they're getting drunk.
Oh, they're high. They were high as fuck.
They were high, okay.
Everyone smokes outside. And then the first show, he heckled the whole time, too, but he had a... he said he had an edible right before.
Oh man! We got so there. He's the toasted one.
He's gonna get loopy jacks. What's that cereal? Loopy
Lapple laugh of
laugh, laffle combs, laffle comb cereal.
Affle kicks.
Our honeycomb cereal is that still available?
Dude, honeycomb's so good.
Honeycomb's big. Yeah. It's not small. No. You know what is tremendously depressing?
What?
Somebody who wrote that song has more money than we will ever
have. Or they're dead.
Good point. Close eyes.
Then that man, I'll tell you what he did was his eyes closed. Maybe for the last one that he'll ever do. Goodbye.
Dude, okay.
Dude, did you, let me ask you this. Do you love honeycomb? Did you love honeycomb?
I think I did at a point. I think I did.
I ate honeycomb like there was never going to be honeycomb again.
Like there was no tomorrow.
I was going to die the next day. Uh-huh. Every time I had a box of honeycomb, I was like, this is my last day on earth. So I better eat all of this honeycomb.
When your gums hurt afterwards because everything is sharp in your mouth.
Yeah. But dude, can I give you a little something that maybe it's just me, but do you remember the experience of eating honeycomb?
A little bit.
Okay. So this is gonna be this is just me.
Walk me through, or maybe someone
in the audience here. Close eyes. You're eating a bowl of honeycomb.
Mm-hmm.
Spoonful, gulp, yum, crunch. Hell yeah.
Out of order, but yeah.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Then you get another scoop, and you're like, crunch. Ooh.
Gets better.
Hold on a second.
I didn't take the toy out. Sorry, go ahead.
Hold on a second. This is coffee instead of milk. Dude, no. Like, there's... And then you're like, what was that? That one tasted a little different from the other honeycomb.
How so?
And then you look through the honeycomb bowl that you're currently eating, and you look for something that might look like a different-looking honeycomb. And what you find is that there were sometimes an underdeveloped honeycomb.
Mm-hmm.
They were smaller than the rest.
Smaller, more dense.
And they were a little like discolored. Like they were colored as if they were like a little toasty.
Uh-huh.
Like they were kept in the oven a little longer than the others.
Yeah.
And that one always tasted amazing. Like, yeah. That was like the little golden honeycomb.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get three in your bowl.
It's like when you go to Burger King and you order large fries, close fries, and they give you a thank you.
Inside you find an onion ring.
They give you an onion ring.
I know. Yeah.
That's gorgeous. That's a beautiful experience. Even if you don't like onions, you're like, I feel lucky.
And then you have that onion ring and you're like, wow, why didn't I order all onion
rings? Yeah. And then you never order onion rings, and then they don't have them anymore.
And by the way, I will say Burger King's onion rings, very underrated.
Do they still have them?
Yeah, baby boy, they got them.
I need to make you upset.
Did you ever have them?
Did you know that if you dump out a medium order of onion rings, you could assemble them into a full fried onion?
It's like Voltron.
Yeah.
Dude, I love the onion rings at Burger King.
And they still have them. I wanted a Burger King burger so bad.
Dude, I don't know why everyone shits on Burger King.
Yeah, same. I love Burger King.
Like, I think Burger King debatably better than, like... All right, I'm gonna tread lightly.
Say
here.
It, McDonald's. Fuck McDonald's. Hey, I wish the video was still on. come at me, anyone who likes McDonald's more than Burger King. Well, here's
the thing, though. The fries at McDonald's are unparalleled.
Without question.
And the Chicken McNuggets, ooh, they're at the top of that goddamn champion mountain.
I will go as far as to say the Burger King chicken nuggets since the beginning of time.
No, no, you're talking about those tenders?
Yeah.
No, no, no.
Okay, then we're different.
We're out. That's, okay. That's where we are not going to sync up.
That's okay.
Yeah, man. Those tenders.
I don't like the fries.
I'll tell you what about the tenders, though. They're rubbery, boy. They got a rubbery boy to them.
Maybe you just went to the wrong place.
There's a
Maybe
rubbery.
You went to Staples.
And then, you know what? And also, sometimes you get those tenders, and there'd be one that is like the shrunken honeycomb. It's like the underdeveloped chicken finger, mm-hmm. and that one's tough as nails. You bite
I feel
into
like
the...
you just had a bad Burger King.
No way, dude. Because listen, I would get those tenders all the time when I was a young boy. Yeah. Both of those.
Uh-huh.
Open, closed. Either or. But dude, I will say Burger King, like the Whopper is a fantastic burger.
Mm-hmm.
Underrated fantastic burger.
You're right. No argument here.
I don't know why people shit on it so much.
I'll say, let's rank burgers as far as taste goes.
Okay. Well, you going to throw In-N-Out and Five Guys in there? Because no. I don't think that those go in there.
This is unpopular opinion. I don't like In-N-Out at all.
Okay, well then let's just leave it on the side because I'm getting ready to yell at you. And Mortimer doesn't seem happy.
He doesn't seem awake.
Well, okay. But if he was...
He would be unhappy.
He'd be unhappy.
I love Wendy's burgers. I like Wendy's chicken nuggets.
Yeah,
too.
Wendy's nuggets are good.
Yeah. Wendy's nuggets are in your mouth.
And Frosties. The Frosties are good.
Unparalleled.
This is the thing.
Frosties.
Each fast food restaurant
has one good thing.
Has one really good thing, except for Del Taco. Del Taco will not exist in the next 10 years, oh, I have man. A feeling.
You know there's people.
That are like, Del Taco fries are the best.
Del Taco fries?
Criss cuts. Give me those Criss cuts.
Where's that person from? Van Nuys?
From wherever they love Del Taco.
Yeah.
Del Taco's bad, man. That's
I've
bad
I've only
food.
Been there once, and I was like, I don't understand.
It's just, there is a vastly superior taco fast food place.
Yeah.
In every possible way.
Mm-hmm. Also, like... maybe specific to where we live, I don't know why anyone does fast food Mexican because
yeah, there's so many.
Maybe
good
it's
restaurants.
Just the drive-through. Like if any authentic place had a drive-through, because they'll make you shit just as quick, and it'll be fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's a way different experience than Taco Bell.
So but. Let's go. I say, you know, let's do this. Let's talk about each fast food. And let's talk about the top item from each.
Okay.
I'll start.
Just say a name and we'll say what we think the top item is.
I'm gonna come in out of left field. Are you ready for this?
What are you doing out there?
Subway.
I really like the bacon cheddar ranch is hit and miss,
yeah,
but when it's good it's great.
Another rubbery chicken, but
yeah. I really like the spicy Italian combo.
Dude, the spicy Italian combo is a wonderful
sandwich. See how racist you got with it? That's how good it is.
I know. It's because you
got to
be
get a
racist.
Little Italian.
You got to get Italian.
But that's
also,
not racist, by the way.
But I mean, the meatball sub, I think.
I think that's good, too.
The meatball sub, I would say, is Subway's like signature sub. That's Subway's Whopper, I think.
Can I tell you? Sure. Can I tell you what I do with that?
The meatball sub?
Toasts the bread on the meatball sub, and you don't do that. You need the bread thick, and you need it plump.
You need it
untoasted, and you need the meatballs to be
piping
hot. Don't burn yourself.
You know what I'll do, man? I'll be like, excuse me.
Until they figure out what
you want. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. I don't want extra marinara.
Yeah.
Just plop those boys down.
Yep.
Put some of that grated cheese. I don't need extra marinara.
Parmigiana.
Put the parmigiana.
Uh-huh.
Make that melt, boy. Make them melt on them hot balls.
I didn't like those.
Also, Subway's cookies.
Yeah, always
pretty
good.
Pretty good.
Unless it's that weird fucking cheesecake.
Oh, God. What is
Why would you have
What is it?
Sometimes places do things and they're like, let's put Pop-Tarts in it. Yeah. And it's it doesn't.
Dude, you know who successfully did let's put a Pop-Tart in it type Pop-Tarts. Thing?
Toasters.
Carl's Jr. Carl's Jr. had a shake that was like the Captain Crunch shake.
Okay.
Did they name it?
What?
Deer in it?
Oh, no, I've never.
Okay. Well, it was basically what you think it is. Imagine vanilla ice cream. Mm-hmm. With Captain Crunch bits.
And it was called the Pop-Tart shake?
No, it was called the... Well, I'm saying... the reason why I'm saying is the Pop-Tart thing was because you just said, let's put like Pop-Tarts in it. Different... Yeah, yeah. It's like the version of that.
Pop-Tarts are too much of their own thing to be in other stuff.
Yeah, you just can't.
So what? It's too involved. Go with Carl's Jr.
Okay, so
I'm
Carl's Jr., obviously, the Western Bacon Cheeseburger.
Okay.
The $6, what have you.
I've only had, this is fun.
The double.
I've only had Carl's Jr. once in my life, I believe.
Bullshit.
And it was, yeah, because I'm from, they don't have those.
Oh, so Hardee's.
They don't have those.
They don't have Hardee's?
No, not out east.
Who's calling my dad?
Disconnect your dad.
My dad's calls come through my phone for some reason.
So I was doing a Wrestling Fred thing. Mm-hmm. I think it was the same thing with Pauly Shore, the same video where Wrestling Fred was a Uber driver, and the bit was that one of the passengers gave me a weed brownie and we both got real hungry and we went to Carl's Jr. We ordered like 150 tacos. And that was the only time I've ever had Carl's Jr.
Did you eat some tacos from Carl's Jr.? They're not great.
I gave most of them away.
Yeah.
Not good. Not sponsored.
Well, so let's take a little break really quick between one, because this is a good bit. I like this bit. I have strong opinions on this current bit.
It's a very
bit.
Comforting conversation for some reason.
It is. This is like old school DB here that we're doing today.
Have we jumped the shark at some point?
No, I think we're just, this is a calm episode because it's early.
Yeah.
It's just, we're chill today.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little early.
What was the intermission?
Let's take a break.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me... do you want anything?
No, I'm good, baby. From the thank kitchen. You. But I'll tell you what I do want sometimes is a delicious home-cooked meal.
Oh, my God. Are you talking about BenSound.com?
I'm talking about BenSound.com. Hold on. Let me... Hang on. That one's going to pop in and out, isn't it? Internet.
Let's dance for a while. Have a come with, but only watching the sun. Hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop the burner? Let us die young or let us live forever. Don't have the power, so I'll never say never. Loving in deep and life is a short trip. Dressing for the best.
That's what it sounds like to me.
It does, it's very nice.
Forever young, I wanna be forever young. Do you really want to live forever? Forever young, I wanna be forever young.
Let me tell you guys a little something about one of my favorite home delivery services. And in fact, I don't even care about the other ones, if there are even other ones. I don't know, and I don't really give a good goddamn. Blue Apron, guys, is the leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S. I've got that fact right in front of my face. And while many people know what they do, many don't know about the types of meals that you eat when you cook with Blue Apron. Hey, you're not just having burgers for dinner. You're making short rib burgers. Seared steaks and thyme pan sauce with mashed taters, green bean, and crispy shallots. Jean shallots.
If we could put it in perspective, you, honest to God, will make better food yourself with Blue Apron than any of the food that we talk about in this episode.
Yes, and if you try to make food on your own, you're gonna have to stop because Blue Apron is gonna make you make the better food that you'll ever make in your damn life. Sync it up. And I'll tell you what, guys. We've talked about how delicious Blue Apron is. We talked about how easy it is to order Blue Apron, to get Blue Apron delivered to your door, to your home. Not at hormones. GMO. Non-GMO. Oh.
What was that part?
Some of the best parts of our day happen over dinner. We just want to... We want to make home cooking.
Gonna have to free up some space on the next.
Here's what we're gonna do. Here's what we're gonna do, Mike. As friends to you listening, person. Hey.
Wake up.
Wake up for a second and stop tuning out during the ad read because there's some funny bits coming up.
Stop doing your makeup. Put the wand down while Steve finishes his carrot.
I've had that carrot in my hand for 3 hours.
So easy you can make with closed eyes.
You listening right now, I'm going to get in your ear for a second here. Hey, how you doing? I'm talking to you. Miley, Jenny. I'm talking to you, Jenny. Blue Apron is going to treat you, listening to this, to 30 bone off your first order. $30. 10, 20, 30. $3 $10 bill.
That's great.
We're giving you three $10 bills towards your Blue Apron order, your first order, if you visit blueapron.com/banter. So check out this week's menu and get your $30 off at blueapron.com/banter. Blue Apron's a better way to cook, but let me tell you a little bit about these meals that
please,
you're going to get.
Please, this is my favorite part.
This is February's meals that I'm currently eating. Strap. Steak and potatoes with spicy maple collard greens. Open eyes. Close eyes. Spicy chicken and stir fry vegetable with jasmine rice. Open eyes. Close eyes. Soy glazed Korean rice cake with a broccoli and soft boiled close eyes. Soft boiled eggs. Open eyes, close eyes. Creamy fusilli bucatini pasta with fried rosemary, close eyes, and one close eyes. And the walnuts, open eyes.
Doesn't that sound delicious? All of it does. You can save it till the end of the month and cook it all at once.
You could. You could put them in the freezer, cook them all together, have a 5-course meal. You can have Blue Apron, a better way to cook. So, Mike, let's keep talking about fast food really quick.
Is that what we're doing? Okay.
All right.
Oh, man.
Carl's Jr. Carl's Jr. has the Bacon Western Cheeseburger. Uh-huh. You said you've only eaten there once? Is that true?
Once or twice.
Haven't had any of the burgers?
Maybe if it's twice, the first time was when I didn't even live here. I was just visiting.
Okay.
And what's the one across from Amoeba Music?
That's Jack in the Box.
Oh, then I've only had Carl's Jr. one time.
Wow, Mike. Have you not had a Bacon Western Cheeseburger?
Correct.
Wow. That's really surprising to me. Because it's delicious.
Okay, I'll try.
The double bacon Western.
I'm trying not to do bread, but that probably ruins it, right? If I get it. No
you
bread.
You could get a protein style with this lettuce wrap. I've done it. It's good.
What is that?
It's all right.
That's not a...
It's okay, because I'll tell you what's in it. Sand. It's Western.
Old is in it.
You might find a horse hair. One mane hair.
Tumbling weed.
A spurt. Tastes like gunpowder.
Gun.
Tastes like someone's dad. Tabacky.
Old jeans.
Dad tabacky. A leather boot.
The bottom of a boot.
A leather jacket in the heat.
Why are they always wearing jackets in the heat?
I don't know,
dude,
man.
Cowboys always have
like 9 layers,
but always like it could be 90 degrees,
yeah,
with no humidity, thank you, and button up long sleeve collared shirt at all times.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Dungaree.
Well, it's like in the 30s, everyone's wearing those wool suits.
Wool suit.
Yeah. Like, you know, those guys that are wearing, like, they got their hat in the 30s. You know, people walk around New York City.
Yeah.
In the summer, New York gets real hot. And then they are wearing their fucking three-piece suits with vest.
Oh, wool suits. Suit. I was thinking of, like.
Like, dude, literally wool, like a.
Like a snow suit. My immediate thought was Randy from The Christmas Story. That was the first thing I thought.
No, wool suits. I mean, they were made from wool. That's what those suits were made of.
Wool suit. Whoa. Oh, you're talking about like businessman.
Yeah,
suit.
Yeah. They're wearing those three-piece suits.
Yeah.
With the fight. I mean, goddamn, dude. It's all about like looking like a professional. You know?
That's crazy.
In the heat, man. That's crazy.
I mean, I guess famous people do the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Jericho told me that you have to always look. That's why you always have scarves on. And he
is he always wearing a scarf?
Always, dude. Walking his dog. You'll never catch Chris Jericho in some sweatpants.
What's the scarf all about?
He just that's
style?
The thing. That's just like the rock star thing. If you see a dude, and honestly, if you see a dude who looks like a rock star at 7:30 in the morning at Whole Foods, you're like, that guy has to be something. That guy can't be nothing.
Yeah. Or you see like this 60-year-old guy with like crazy earrings and like he's wearing sunglasses.
That
and,
guy
like,
his, was something.
His hair is like crazy.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, yeah, that guy was somebody. Who was he? Was he the bassist of like Poison?
Yeah. Sum 42.
Did he play with Steely Dan for a
That
a
guy
tour?
Played bass. That guy played bass for everybody.
Yeah. That's he's probably
session
a session
boy.
Artist. Yeah. Michael,
Have you heard of the greatest session guitar player of all time?
Maybe?
Buddy Knuckles?
Is there a documentary?
Have you ever heard of Buddy Knuckles?
Not.
Let me play. I have a couple. He's very inspirational.
Oh, man. You just reminded me, too. Yeah.
I have a couple recordings of Buddy Knuckles saved on my phone.
I love it. His name is Buddy Knuckles.
Yeah. He's the greatest session guitar player of all time. He's never credited, but he's played guitar on, like, every track you've ever heard.
Okay.
People ask me all the time what it's like to be the most celebrated guitar player within the industry, while outside the industry still being pretty obscure. And I say the same thing every time. Man, I just don't give a shit. Because most people don't know how to play guitar, but you gotta realize that most people also don't know how to hear guitar.
Know how to hear?
I'll tell you a quick story. One time, I was at a concert seeing B.B. King. And after the concert, we all went backstage. We was hanging out. And this fan comes backstage. And he shakes B.B.'s hand and he says, man, I need to get some advice from the best. I want to talk to the best guitar player that's ever lived.
He knew everyone.
B.B. smiled and he nodded his head and he said, well, you're in luck, friend. Because he's right over there. And the man turned his head and he said, well, who the fuck are you? And I stood up and I put my hand out. Like I was going to shake his hand, and he put his hand out. And right as our hands were about to touch and shake, I reached back with my other hand. I broke his nose into 8 different places, just shattered it into tiny little pieces. And he said, what the fuck, man? And I said, get one thing straight, boy. I'm Buddy Knuckles, and I'm the best guitar player that's ever lived. You can suck my dick.
And he was just inspirational.
He does sound like he does.
You know he met Kanye West?
A couple weeks ago, I was in the garage counting on my Grammys. Just for fun, you know. Just wanted to know.
You wanted to know?
21,836.
Could you imagine how big your garage had to be?
I think. I don't know. I took a lunch
21,000 Grammys?
Actually lost the notebook I was counting in, so I lowballed it. Could be closer to 25,000 for all I know. Doesn't matter. Doesn't mean shit. I mean, Kanye West has Grammys. He wouldn't know a guitar if I was beating him in the back of the neck with one. Goddamn idiot.
So he met Kanye.
Okay.
And he's been around for a long time, so he's really met everyone. Yoko Ono.
People don't realize how talented Yoko Ono was. John Lennon, man, that's the real hack right there. Couldn't play, couldn't sing, couldn't write. Oh, man, it was all Yoko. the whole time. Everybody gave her shit for going out on stage and screaming like a banshee, but what they don't realize, right before she went on stage, she'd look at John and go, "This is what you sound like," and then she'd holler like a moron. Man, she was hilarious. Talented as hell, too.
Oh, wow. So what an insight.
And no one knows. And no one knows about him.
That's
real,
a wonderful insight.
He's real under the radar.
Where are these clips from, Mike? Are you? Do you? Is this from a documentary? Or this is archival?
The interviews. There was a documentary that came out at one point. But, yeah. He's just inspirational. I think it's on Netflix. You can find it. The Buddy Knuckles story. Who is Buddy Knuckles?
Wow. I'd love to see that.
I think it's actually called Jeffrey.
The documentary is called Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Was that his real name or
what other fast food restaurants are there? Is it still recording?
It is definitely still recording. All right, Burger King, Whopper. We've already done it. We've been there. Done that. Done.
You're gonna
done,
say that's
gone.
The best
Whopper,
thing.
Whopper.
Guy who doesn't want to talk about it at all. Mortimer, do you have a favorite fast food restaurant? Okay, well, I suppose everybody does. Stupid question. What is your favorite fast food restaurant? McDonald's. Interesting. Oh, okay, not McDonald's. Can you? He's closer to you than he. Do you know what he's saying?
Let me find it. Mortimer. Did you hear what Mike asked? Okay.
He's not wearing headphones, so I was afraid.
He's not. Okay. No, I think he heard you. All right. Got it. What is your favorite fast food place?
I can't.
Okay, well, why don't we just name them? Let's just name each of them.
Okay. Taco Bell. No. McDonald's. No, that's not it. I'm sorry. Burger King? Okay. I don't, forgive me, El Pollo. Oh, okay. You knew I was going to say El Pollo. More. Why don't you go back to sleep, bud? There
he goes. Mortimer, you seem to me like an A&W boy. Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, am I?
All right. Yeah, yeah.
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 Hey, you know all the A&W is closed.
Yeah, he says.
Holy shit, man.
So wait, what do you think the best thing is?
I just like the cheeseburger at the
Just a cheeseburger at Burger King?
I mean, maybe the Whopper is like, it's obviously their thing more. It's more of a signature thing because it has special sauce. But I just like the
grilled. It's grilled on the
Have you ever had, do you remember back in the day, the Shack Pack? Do you remember that? Does anyone remember that?
Okay, this sounds familiar. Explain.
It's an old person thing because it was definitely in like late 90s, okay. Probably like 98.
Okay.
The Shack Pack, can you?
Yeah, you want me to look it up?
It was, from memory, giant cheeseburger on sourdough bread. And
oh,
it had
fries,
bad fries, but cheese dipping sauce.
The fries suck.
And Shaquille O'Neal was like, that was his shit.
Dude, Burger King fries are the fucking worst. They've always been the worst.
I feel like they were like McDonald's fries at one point, and then
they changed it. Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe they got into like a little bit of trouble. Dude, the Shack Pack on sourdough bread. You know what, man? I'm not a big fan of sourdough bread on your burger.
Interesting.
I'm not a big fan of it.
That was very good.
Isn't this funny, though? Like, Shaq, like a big, like,
professional athlete,
is promoting, like, a disgusting fast food.
Dude, think about the amount of work that you do as a professional athlete. You can eat whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
But then you sell the dream to people who are inactive, and it does bad to your body.
Dude, attack the Shack Pack new at Burger King.
I maybe had sourdough 64 times before it went.
Yeah, and it had a little Kraft dunker.
Fuck, it was good. A
little Kraft cheese dunker. You dunk
Fuck
your boys.
Me up, daddy. That was good.
Dunk your boys in there.
What is the daddy thing now?
Why there's such everyone, a daddy thing.
There's such a daddy thing.
I think it's because
there's that many bad dads
I think
in
it's
this
funny.
Generation.
Oh, yeah.
That your
think
sex thing is daddy.
And think about how much worse dads are getting.
Yeah, it's not gonna get any. It's not gonna get any better.
Ooh, no, because
father. Yeah,
this is the thing. Fathers, gentlemen, used to be respectable boys. They were raised by tough, salt of the earth men.
War men.
War men. It came back and forth from Earth. Eyes closed.
Men working with hands, open eyes.
They're using their hands to dig down into the dirt and bury their own dad.
Holy shit.
They bury their dad with their own hands.
You're not wrong.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, these were some tough boys.
Yeah. And now,
everyone's
fucking up their daughters and they got weird sex things.
Yeah. Everyone likes to get spit on and kicked, and everyone likes to get spit in their face.
You know that John Mayer song? Father, be good to your daddy.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah. That's good. I didn't do it justice, but
okay. Well,
John, by the way, if you're listening, I put you on the guest list to all my shows for the next year and a half.
What I'm saying is there's just, I feel like, you know, obviously not all dads.
Hashtag not all dads.
But I will say that I'm scared. I'm a little scared and worried about the future of dads.
You're not allowed to say that.
Why not?
Because you're not one.
I know, but I'm just worried about the observation of the future of dads.
I get
because
that.
What I'm seeing is an entire generation of people being raised with, ooh, real easy shit.
Let me sit you down in
and
front
real
of the
hard economic times.
Yeah. And maybe that'll toughen people up.
But I mean, but all it's doing is getting people to like move to places they can afford. And then, or moving to LA thinking they're going to make their dreams come true and realizing that a goddamn one bedroom apartment is $1,900.
You need to make, I'm going to give everybody a little inside tip. Please tell me if you disagree with any of this.
All right.
Make your dream come true where you're at.
Yes.
And.
Yes. 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 Because guess what? It's possible.
It's more possible now than it's ever been.
It's so possible to make your dream come true where you're at. That's
also, every time you move here, my rent goes up $150.
So stay the fuck out of Los Angeles, all right? You understand me? Come visit us and see us and have a laugh. Get the fuck out of town.
It's not worth it unless you're making so much money and they're like, you got to be here to make even more money.
Get out of town.
Here unless somebody says you're going to make even more money. And it's here waiting for you, and you just got to pick it up.
Right. And it's a done deal.
It's in an envelope already.
History. History.
Mike, I got an email from a boy named Ethan Davey. He says, History Road bass cover.
Ethan Davey sounds like he would be in the Monkees. He's the sixth man.
He says, Hi, boys. First off, I want to say I'm a huge fan of the podcast and you two in general. Steve is, of course, so right. The bass line in Holiday Road is legendary. Mm-hmm. That bass line took my hand and walked me around the block.
Hold on. He deserved that. I had to work for it.
Where the fuck is my horn?
Huh? Nothing ever moves. Where could it be?
It's very likely in one of those drawers.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to get it.
That bass line took me out for a nice dinner and then had its way with me in a bedroom.
Where all the magic happens, according to Cribs.
That bass line walked all around my penis.
That bass line raised $50,000 on a multiple sclerosis walkathon around April 1st or so. April 1st-ish.
That bass line sent two cars into space.
I don't understand that one.
You didn't hear about how Elon Musk sent a car into space?
From walking?
No, I'm just saying that bass line
hinders the power of.
The bass line is like.
Dude, what if you walked in a Guitar Center and somebody was doing that bass line?
Wait a minute. I thought you were going to say. What if you walked in a Guitar Center and someone was eating carrots into a microphone?
Okay, yeah, that's the one. What's the best mic?
Yeah, that's the one.
I'd like to try them out if I could.
Oh, dude, if I heard someone playing the fucking Holiday Road bass line in Guitar Center, I would shit.
I'd buy that person whatever they wanted.
I'd be like, dude, be my friend. Mm-hmm. Come over to my house right now and let's record a cover.
Come over until he gets annoying.
I found out long ago. It's a long way back from Holiday Road. Holiday Road. Holiday Road. Dude, did you know there's a part of the bass line that we're missing because of Owen's fucking history?
That's okay.
It's okay.
That's what makes it ours.
It's okay, yes. But it's but there's still a great moment of the bass line. The bass line goes, ba-doom, doom, doom, boom, doom, 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 doom. Okay, so that's the part we're not hearing. So it does this. Ba-doom, doom, 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 boom, doom, 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 doom.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Boom, doom, be doom, be doom.
Boom, boom, doom, be doom. Yeah.
That's lovely.
Isn't it great?
I would bet my savings account that bass player, whether it's... No, I think it's an actual bass. I'd like to assume it's
It's Lindsey Buckingham doing it.
I'll bet you anything, she was smiling.
He
was smiling.
He goddamn better had been smiling while he's doing that bass line.
Prince Lindsey Buckingham. That's the most easiest day that guitar player has ever had in his life.
Listen to this thing. Listen to this bass line. Yeah, baby. Nice.
Go back and listen to the guitar player and tell me that dude got paid for a full day's work. Because he plays two notes. And then during the most important part of the chorus, he's nowhere to be found.
You think that guitarist was taking a nap?
Listen to it. This is the bass player's band, without a doubt. Where's he go? He puts the guitar down and he starts clapping, is what he does.
And then
he's back.
Wow. We're noticing, we're unpacking this song.
There could be, feasibly, two people in that band
I honestly think Lindsey Buckingham recorded every instrument.
Nice. He was the Nine Inch Nails.
He was the Trent Reznor. Okay, so here's what Ethan Davey says. He says, I thought it would be fun to have a go. Wow, nice. Mike threw the mallet at the thing from far off. He says, I thought it would be fun to have a go at figuring it out and sending in a little bass cover of the History Road theme for the boys' amusement.
Oh, that's fun.
Seeing as you enjoy it so much. I've got to say, it was much harder to find a full, clean cut of the theme than I was expecting. You're almost always sniggering, mumbling about the bass line, or disrespecting Wendy by shrieking about cum.
Poor Wendy. Poor Wendy. Holy shit, man. Poor Wendy.
After much searching, I found one in episode 35. You could put that on a shirt at 59 minutes and 11 seconds.
There's some deep cuts in this history room.
1,774 bars when imported into Logic. Sorry, I do not have an actual History Road for you to read. I couldn't think of a fun story, so I hope this will do. And it certainly does.
It does. I hope this certainly does.
Do you not know the name of this song, though, Ethan? It's just called Holiday Road.
Maybe the easiest song to find if you just type Holiday
Road. Just look
Road
for Holiday Road.
Into the internet.
You don't have to listen to our dumbass version of it.
No. Dude, a lot of the people during Super Bowl time and during commercial time, there was like a Honda Day Road.
Yeah.
During the Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah.
Songs.
I got so many tweets.
It was like, dude, they're using your song.
They stole your song saying.
That's not how this world works.
The word stole was used quite a few times.
Incorrectly. You bungled it.
You the bungles, boys. All right, ready? Here's Ethan Davies' cover bass cover. He's holding a bass right here. I'm looking at him. Ethan Davies' bass cover of...
He's holding a bass next to today's paper to prove that he's...
AMA. All right, here it is. Ready? Here we go.
You're talking about holistics.
The study of bullets.
History.
Lyric Knock'em sends us this email.
I'll say he took some liberties, but overall very, very good.
I mean, he took some liberties because he ended the riff.
Well, there were some
inconsistencies?
Deviations, but I didn't dislike
well,
any
the,
of them.
I'll tell you what's not in there is the doom 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 doom. But the reason why is because
would
Owen,
never know it existed.
That's the thing, it's no one knows it exists because Owen
no
covers
one,
it
what
up.
A, what a broad
no
statement.
No one's ever heard it. No one's ever heard it, Mike.
Close ears, open eyes.
Until this day.
Dude, that's beautiful. That's nice. I want my doorbell to sound like that if I ever
Isn't
get
it?
House, open house.
I dare you.
To get a house.
To get a house. I dare you to close your eyes. Dude, I dare you to find a better bass line.
Oh, God. I need breakfast. Holiday Road.
That's so nice.
It's just, did you
where did the guitar player go?
Did you think the bass line could get better, Mike?
I didn't. Personally, no.
Is there a better bass line? Probably.
Yeah.
But I don't know
Simply
what it is.
Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas has a terrific bass line.
It's got a wonderful synth going on throughout the whole song. All right. Well, anyway, guys, that's it. That's the end of History Road.
We
Mike,
have
you got
a
any,
live show coming
got
up.
Any plurgs?
Me and you have a live
we
show
We do. We have
up.
A Dynamic Banter live show coming up.
On the Centeneath.
In Los Angeles.
Of this month, which is, what, next Saturday?
At the Open Space.
And there's an Eventbrite for it, which is a place online where you could buy tickets. And you've already bought so many tickets. There are still a few left, and we'd love to see you there. Ryan Froakie's going to be there, thank God.
Also, Mortimer is going to be there. I'm
Mortimer.
Mortimer.
We'll be there. Dude, Mortimer will be there. I uploaded so many videos to my channel that had Mortimer in the title, and he was nowhere to be found. I did a poll in one that said, do you think Mortimer will be in this video? People were very upset.
That's pretty good.
And that'll always be funny to me. On February 11th, I'm at the Claremont Flappers in Claremont. Duh. On the 17th, that's when me and Steve are doing our thing. I think this... I don't want to confuse you guys too much. I'll keep going. On the 18th, I'll be at Flappers Burbank in Burbank, California. And then on the 21st, me and Elias Morgan are in Boston for his birthday show and at Laugh Boston. And that place is almost sold out. Get your tickets now, East Coast people. And then me and Zoya are going to Portlandia on March 25th. And people are buying tickets for that, too. And Mike Falzone live at the Siren Theater. And I can't wait to do that. God bless your memories. That also has an Eventbrite, too, the Portland thing, if you want to get your tickets. Everything is available on MikeFalzone.com. I'm sorry.
And in the description of this podcast, hopefully there will be some links for you guys. Mike, you're going to have to sit here while I upload this literally right now.
Okay.
Because we got to get this up.
Yeah. Why do I have to sit here?
Well, because I need your help with those links.
Okay.
Also, I want to give a quick shout out to Kevin Platchy. I hope you're pronouncing your name correctly. At PACAP, at PAKKAP underscore, who made a wonderful video based off of our Mortimer
oh, man.
Bit.
That guy's great.
He's so great. He's very talented. He's made quite a few videos. For Dynamic Banter and for It Feels Like a First Time podcast. He made an amazing video for that. And this guy's just very talented, very funny. And I just want to give him a shout out because holy shit, this guy's great. I think we swooped him up. We scooped him up and I think he's going to work with us.
Explain that.
No.
Okay.
But I hit him up and we're talking.
Great.
About collaboration. But I just want to give him a shout out. Check out his YouTube channel, Pakap, P-A-K-K-A-P. That's his YouTube channel, and he's got a lot of great stuff in there, including the Mortimer video, which is so good if you haven't seen it. It's just so, so funny. Very well done. You know, I gotta say, man, it kind of feels like SourceFed animated in a way,
yeah.
But live action. Um, and the reason why we loved SourceFed animated so much is because Andre Terbat, who animated every single one of those. He's so talented. He's so amazing. And I think Defy even scooped him up. The Smosh boys scooped him up because he's so talented and he's been doing stuff for those boys and beyond. But Andre, the reason why we love him so much is because not only because his animation is incredible, but he also had a sense of humor all his own that added so much to what these wacky boys and girls were doing and saying on SourceFed.
Yeah.
So not only would he heighten our bits by adding his own sense of humor, that's why SourceFed Animated was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a collaboration between very funny people and very talented Andre who just heightened everything.
Yeah.
And that's what an editor does at the end of the day.
That's all the good editors and animators do. They're all artists in their own way.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's what this Kevin Platchy guy is. I think he's like the live action version of Andre.
Great.
He's very talented and I'm appreciative for his work. I've
only seen the Mortimer thing.
Oh, I gotta show you the other ones. They're so good. You saw the fire pole one? Remember
yes.
the bit
yeah,
where
yeah,
we go
yeah.
up the fire pole? Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
he did that one.
Same guy.
He's so good.
Yeah, it was great.
Very funny, very talented. So anyway, guys, just want to give him a shout out. And also, of course, the Valley Folk is a new venture with the original hosts of SourceFed, and we're starting shit up. It's real exciting. We have a podcast called The Valley Cast, which is on iTunes and Google Play, and we're getting that on Spotify soon.
How was your Twitch thing last night?
The Twitch stream was great. We do a stream every Thursday night. Elliot, Joe, Lee, and I all play Jackbox games with you guys, and sometimes we randomly do a sketch, a live improvised sketch. And last night's stream was really fun. Elliot was not there. His brother's in town. He wanted to spend some time with his brother.
He's very happy to see his brother.
Yeah, man. I mean, I like it when Elliot's happy. That's a rare thing.
Yeah, it's the best. He smiles. He has a lovely smile.
He's got
Have
a great smile.
That?
I've seen it. Yeah.
Beautiful
I know,
smile.
I know it well.
Great teeth on that.
Great teeth. Mama mia. I'm going to kiss those teeth. Kiss each one. All 43 of those teeth.
Elliot's 43 teeth. My favorite John Grisham.
He's got a full mouth of teeth in there.
That boy's got some company in his mouth.
Ooh, that boy's crowded in there. He's can I room for one more? Anyway, so Valley Folk, check that out on YouTube, patreon.com/valleyfolk if you want to be a patron. You get all sorts of cool perks. You get the podcast before everybody else at a certain tier, and then there's going to be all sorts of special stuff coming up. It's really great. Anyway, guys, that's it.
Yeah. New merch in the merch store.
New merch in the merch store.
Come hang out.
Check out the links in the description of this podcast. Come see us live. Come see Mike live.
Share this podcast with, and listen, this isn't a big ask. Share it with 30 people.
You're talking about holistics.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time on Dynamic.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.